There have been renewed calls for the publication of an independent report into the sexual abuse of 18 residents at a HSE-run care home in Donegal over a 13-year period up to 2016. Concerns were first raised by a whistleblower that an intellectually disabled man had subjected fellow, mostly non-verbal residents to sustained abuse at the Sean O'Hare unit at St Joseph's Hospital in Donegal and at the nearby Ardgrana Court Complex in Stranola. An independent report was carried out into the abuse in 2016. The families of the residents were not informed until 2 years later. The abuser was given the pseudonym Brandon in a second, more detailed report carried out for the HSE, which was completed in 2020. Brandon is now deceased, but a Garda investigation remains active and a file has been sent to the DPP. The independent review of the management of Brandon, or the Brandon report, has not been published, despite calls from the families for that to happen. I've been speaking to Minister of State Anne Rabbitt, who met with the families of some of the residents who were abused by Brandon on Friday, and I asked her what the families have been saying to her.
I think there was a common thread across it all, Justin. First and foremost, the families couldn't acknowledge the support that they received from the frontline staff and how grateful they are, all the way through from the day that their loved one entered their new homes back in 2008. That was the first point. Secondly, some of the families were quite distressed on Friday morning with the reading in the paper. Some didn't realise the coverage you would get. And I suppose a lot of them at the same time all agreed on one thing. They would like to see the report published, addressed, so as they could bring closure to it for themselves, because some thought that actually back in 2018, that was the end of it in December 2018, that they were still unaware that there was other elements still working behind the scenes, as in the HSE, still reviewing the contents of it.
And can this report be published? Because we know that the Gardaí have made a request that it not be published while they are investigating these matters. So can publication happen?
I think what we need to get clarity completely here from An Garda the Síochána is to what level is their reasoning behind it, Justin, because only last July, when I would have met with the HSE, I was led to believe that there was an outstanding item and further communications between myself and the HSE. At no point was it signalled that that the Gardaí's involvement was going to surpass the publication of the report. The only issue between myself and the HSE was what content of the report would be published. They were favouring an executive summary, whereas I was looking for full publication. But at no point other than last Thursday night was it brought to my attention that now there was a stall mechanism in place, and that was because of An Garda Síochána.
But do you accept, though, that if the Gardaí are investigating a criminal matter and they are concerned that anything, any release of information into the public domain could prejudice their investigation, that it would be better for now if that information was not released?
I certainly wouldn't prejudice any role that An Garda Síochána, Justin, have to play in this. But it's important for you also to realise I have seen the full content of the report. It has been completely and utterly anonymised, and it has been completely and utterly redacted so heavily, except for the information about the system failures within the setting. And it talks mainly about the medical versus the social model. And it's that learning that is what I would love to see produced, Justin.
Now, having read the report, do you understand how someone could have been allowed to sexually abuse other residents in a controlled environment like a care home over a 13-year period and nobody did anything to stop it?
It's unfair to say that nobody did anything to stop it, Justin. We have to go back to 2008 when a number of the staff submitted a letter to the local HSE at that stage. So it's unfair to say that.
OK, but it was not stopped. It was not stopped.
No, it wasn't.
And it continued to happen over a 13-year period. It was allowed to continue. Do you understand how that could have happened?
From reading the report, I do, because it really comes down to the model of care. It was seen through the lens as a medical model, so it would have been seen as an episode, as opposed to the social care model would have seen it as behavioural incidents. So it was the model of care, and that's the content of the report that I would like to see published. It clearly explains how this could happen.
You've already referred to this as a systems failure yourself there. I mean, do you not believe that individuals failed as well in their duties by not reporting this abuse to the Gardaí or not informing the families that there were problems.
And as I say, there are system failures, and I don't want to go any further on that because I don't know what level of investigation on Garda Síochána has gone with this, Justin. But from reading the report, it is very clear that the residents were let down, staff were let down, Brandon was let down, and families was let down. And by publishing the report, what I want to do is to unveil that secrecy, which makes the public very, very uncomfortable with, so as that we can understand how this failure happened and actually how to address the models of care. And I talk very clearly about the social care model of care that needs to be looked at, and to ensure that there's a clear understanding around safeguarding, and also to ensure that those policies and regulations that we so often talk about are actually understood from frontline staff all the way up to management.
But is it your understanding from reading this report that this abuse was happening with the knowledge of people who were supposed to be managing Brandon's care?
Absolutely.
So therefore, did those people not fall down in their duties by not stopping it or not reporting it to either the Gardaí or informing the families?
And this is why it's important for the report to be produced, to understand it in the overall context.
Yes, and what is your understanding? Do you believe that individuals failed in their duties and responsibilities here?
I do believe that.
Okay, so then should there then be consequences for those individuals? Should the HSE hold those individuals to account?
And I would think on the publication of that, it would become very, very clear about accountability. And I think it's unfair for me to actually talk about that level of it without having it published, because at the same time, there is a Garda investigation going on here, Justin. And I don't know the content of the Garda investigation, as it was a by the way, up until last Thursday night. It wasn't the overall context as to why it shouldn't be published.
Okay, but okay, and there may be accountability arising out of that Garda investigation. We don't know that yet. But Roisin Shortall, the leader of the Social Democrats, was on the radio yesterday saying that we cannot have this referred to as another systems failure. She said that people were paid to do a job and were not doing it properly, and they need to be held to account for that. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And that, Justin, that is why I'm very clear in my position. And that's why there's a complete pushback from me with the HSE in relation to the publication, the full publication of the report. I'm very happy with the content of it. I'm very happy that the privacy is being protected and the people and the anonymity of it. But we cannot have secrecy at all about this. It needs to be fully published. It needs to be fully understood. And we need to have an understanding about the models of care, medical versus social.
Yes. But do you expect the HSE, which ran this facility, to hold its staff to account for any of the failings?
I would think so.
Okay. Now, what about the way the families themselves were treated when they came looking for answers? According to Kitty Holland's report in the Irish Times yesterday, they were not given a satisfactory response. Were they badly treated by the HSE?
Absolutely, Justin. And it's unfortunate that we're still having this conversation out in the airways, and the families are actually none the wiser as to exactly what content is contained within the report, okay, how the system failed them, the lack of communication with them. One of the families that I met with the other day was not aware of the content of the abuse their loved one had actually been subjected to. There had been no follow-up in relation to the families. Another family member thought everything was finished since December 2018. They did not understand that there was a NERP investigation review taking place. So families have also been treated individually in isolation. They do not know the collective overall magnitude of what has happened here, other than reading it on the paper on Friday.
Your own department became aware of problems in 2016 in this centre when Thomas Pringle came forward with information from a whistleblower. The families weren't told that their loved ones were abused until 2018, 2 years later. Should your department have made them aware?
I suppose, to be honest with you, what happened in 2016 was the commissioning of the look back review. And that was the then minister working with the deputy, and the deputy having brought the attention to the HSE completely, is where it's commissioned. And I suppose, really, to be honest with you, Justin, there's so much a politician can get involved in, or the political system. You have to also trust the HSE to engage, to communicate with the families. And like, that is why I would have met with Paul Reid a number of months back to discuss the length of time it has taken us to get in relation to the NERP. It's 3 years ongoing.
Yes,
that's
Minister,
why I think it needs to be published.
But there was knowledge in your department of problems, of potentially abuse happening in 2016, and yet the families of their loved ones were not told until 2018, and your department knew for 2 years.
That is unacceptable, but at the same time, there's a process that you would trust, and that's the word I would use, trust the HSE to communicate, engage and reassure the families and let them be aware.
Have you put in place an advocacy service for the victims of Brandon, those people who are still alive, to ensure that their interests are properly represented?
I have requested the HSE to ensure that there is proper, not just advocacy, but support for the families on what is happening at the moment as this report is unfolding and these conversations are happening, that there's full support for the families and that there's a full impact support for the residents impacted.
And just finally, Minister, do you want now the Gardaí to explain why they have requested the publication of this report to be restricted?
I would like the Gardaí to give me the timelines to when I can actually publish it.
That was Minister of State for Disabilities Anne Rabbitt speaking to me a short time ago.